leave.
There can only be one.
Yeah, that.
Here we are, born to be kings.
It's time for the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. Serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
What's new, Nate?
What's new with me? Well, I've kind of gotten on the workout train the last week or so.
Bullet train to Slim City.
Bullet train to Slim City, yeah.
Put that on a t-shirt. It's
good. Step out from behind that mic so I can see you for
right.
a second.
I have a question. When you got on that train, did you see Travis jump off the back?
Oh, he was gone. He was already gone.
Like, he was sitting eating a hot dog at the station.
That's right, yeah.
Did you see me get run over by that train?
Yeah.
Kaylee Henderson in the house tonight. Anybody doesn't recognize that voice.
No, it's good. I feel good. Feel better about
You look good.
Things. Thank you.
You already look good.
Thank you.
That's not...
I felt like you had a really good energy when you got here tonight. Like,
yeah,
you were excited.
No, it does. You kind of just... I'm not as tired throughout the day as I used to be. Like, I used to, like, by, like, 3 o'clock, I was just like, oh, my gosh. I was done. I was just done. But now, you know, I don't feel that way so much anymore. It's, you know, partly because I'm eating better and also because I'm doing some workout stuff. So, feels good. I'm into it. Hoping to lose about 3,000 pounds.
Give or take.
Yeah. So, plus or minus. But, but no, I really am excited about it, and I'm excited to wear... Where I can kind of go with this thing. Hope I stick with it.
Yeah, no. I obviously worked out with you once.
One time, yeah.
So I already feel a little bit better, too.
Right.
Was that was a couple weeks ago, right?
That was
last week.
Yeah,
last week.
Last week. Friday was a week ago.
But here's what happened, okay? Here's what happened. Duck season, I thought, was over. But that was misleading because we had the youth hunts.
Youth hunts coming up.
And when this airs, we will have already done the youth hunts. But we're recording this before we go do the youth hunt this weekend with our winner. And then I've got charters. Like, it's just... I just got a lot going on with duck season still, which I had said goodbye to.
Right.
But right. It wasn't over.
It's like when you see somebody in a store and you're like, hey, how you doing? And you're like, all right, cool. See ya. And you both walk the same way.
You walk out
it's
and you go to the park next to each other.
Like that's
exactly
the most
what
awkward
happened.
Thing. Right.
I told duck season bye like. And duck season walked to the car with me. And
right.
I'm like, oh, hey, duck season.
Just not ready.
Where are
you
going?
Go yet.
She's like, oh, I'm going over to the youth hunt. I'm like, cool. Me too. So we rode together.
It sounds like duck season is your new girlfriend, and I feel like she's your mistress. So this is the perfect analogy.
What is new with you, Emily?
Well, Travis, thanks for asking. What's new with me is we have new reviews. You guys are coming through in the clutch.
Listen, let me say this before Emily reads these reviews. Like, it's the most exciting thing to the group of people on this show ever. Because like we don't know how to copy a review. Like, I don't even know if that's legal to do or anything else. Like, we can't figure out how to copy it. So we screenshot it and we're like texting it back and forth. And we're like, oh my gosh, can you believe that?
Yes, there's much ado about the reviews. Much ado about reviews.
That should be a podcast name.
I feel like a rapper. I feel like Macklemore.
Oh, that'd be so good. You
door.
Just go to Amazon and read ridiculous reviews from products?
Like for the Tuscan whole milk?
Nate, you're
Did I just say this
genius.
On... We need to cut all that out so that nobody else steals
you
it.
You need to go to Amazon and look up these gummy bears and read the reviews.
Yes, I've done that for hours.
Yeah. That's, it'll keep you entertained for life. Mm-hmm. There's also a banana protector. It's a plastic banana protector. You should definitely go read the reviews
because
for that.
They think they bought the left-handed facing one and they need the right-handed facing one and...
What?
I feel like you can't.
No, you can't.
I can never remember what that thing's called, but I will look it up and leave a link in the show notes because it is hilarious.
Hilarious. And Tuscan whole milk was the original. You could buy Tuscan whole milk on Amazon, and a lot of jokes about it being delivered and having curdled already.
Oh, okay.
Banana bunker.
Banana
That's what it's
bunker.
Called. People go, if you're driving down the highway, just pull your phone out and look it up. It's worth dying over.
Or
that's
pull
not,
over.
That's
or,
not yeah, true. Don't,
maybe we're not going to give you those
that.
Instructions
yeah,
on the
don't
internet.
Don't say that. Oh my gosh, she's fired.
If you're writing, sure. And then read them to the driver.
That's there you go. That's good.
Did I say driving?
You said if you're driving down the highway.
Oh, obviously.
What reviews do we have, Em?
Well, Travis, from a guy that models, bro.
Love that
this
name.
This sounds like our kind of person.
Love that name.
He actually has written a short advertisement. Are you looking for ways to get better gas mileage in your car? If the answer is yes, then this is the podcast for you. You will no longer speed through traffic to get to your destination because you will finally enjoy spending time in your car. With the savings, you can easily take your family to a nice steak dinner at Golden Corral. Work plus commute. Wait, this is an equation. Work commute plus cast and blast equals Golden Corral.
Hey, I'll take it.
That's great. That's
I
a great review.
Love Golden Corral.
Do you?
When was the last time you went to Golden Corral?
It's been years, and I'm glad it's been years.
No,
I don't.
Let me tell you some things about Golden Corral. I haven't been in years either because it's not conveniently located. However, steak, macaroni and cheese, fried chicken, fried popcorn shrimp, fried fish. Like, what more could you want out of a place than those things? And you could get it all for like $12.
I could really want to not be incapacitated for the next 24 hours from something I can't say on the podcast.
I'm just telling you, dude, I feel like you're over. Don't sleep on Golden Corral.
You know there's one in Winter Haven. You said
I did not know this.
Yeah. Oh,
it's still not conveniently located for you, though.
No, yeah. I'm going to have to Google that right now.
It's out by Legoland.
It's by Legoland.
Okay. Well, I love Golden Corral. I would go there right now, and I would eat everything they got. Well, you know what else they have that's good is corn. Like, it's canned corn.
I will give you one thing that they have that is good. Their yeast rolls
are
really, really
snap.
Good. I mean, really good.
They have that soft serve ice cream, too.
Yes. I'm just telling you, like, I feel like you're hating on it because you feel like it's gluttonous to go there, and it is.
It is.
However,
and I'm kind of in this diet mode, like working out mode.
Think back to your youth,
terrible to me.
Your youthfulness, like after church on a Sunday. Like everybody goes to Golden Corral and you get the yeast roll and you get the, there's some dude at a carving station, carving some prime rib and the mac and cheese. That is what our podcast is like.
Our podcast is super unhealthy and full of snowbirds.
And tourists.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
At 4:30 Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just kind of against buffets in general. They can get a little dicey, which is not good. We do have another review.
We've got a couple more reviews, actually. SEU Catcher.
Oh, my gosh. You people. I'm so happy about
coming
this.
Through. I like it.
SEU Catcher says, first off, I'm a fan of the show, but having known Travis for years, like, this is a fanboy. Having known Travis for
That's
years.
That's my buddy Joel.
I can honestly say that he's
what
just.
What up, Joel?
Do you want to just talk to Joel?
Joel, this goes out to you.
I can honestly say that he's just as cool of a guy in person as he is on the show. If you enjoy hunting, fishing, and all around life in general, this is a great show to stay tuned into. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Joel.
Joel got to go on a hunt with me last week.
That's right.
Big time.
How many decoys did he shoot?
He didn't shoot any decoys to my knowledge.
You hear that, Ty?
Because he's a professional.
Yes.
All right. Last one is from Quackskins. Our brothers and
our good friends at Quackskins, Alex.
Yeah. He says, y'all are awesome. Really enjoy listening to you guys. Travis, hold on. Everyone just, this is Emily. Brace yourselves for what's about to happen. Back to the review. Travis is a stand-up guy and should run for president.
I have been considering a presidential run in 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oprah?
You're going to take the independent vote.
I'm putting together a research team. To look into that right now to see put some polling together in the field and see where we're going to be on that.
So if you ran for president and you had to put us on your staff, what would you make us?
Ooh, that's a good segment.
That is a great segment, Kaylee. I would make, Em would be my chief of staff.
Okay. We just fist bumped because we're best friends.
Right hand man.
I would probably make Nate my VP in case I got like offed or something.
Mm. Oh my God. Can Kaylee please be the press secretary?
Kaylee can't be the press secretary because she would speak to the public, and I would be concerned about that at all times. Kaylee, I would probably put in charge of, like, Chicago.
What?
What?
Can I do that? Can That's I put her so in charge weird. Of something like Orlando or Chicago or something?
No, listen. You're the press secretary. I've decided. There will be no way of interpreting like what we are for or our platform because Kaylee
is what
going
you get.
To freaking lay it down.
No hashtag fake news.
Okay.
No.
If you're interested in contributing to my campaign, hit me up on social media. We'll
go buy a shirt.
Yeah, we'll put that together.
Go buy a t-shirt from castandblastfl.com
/shop
and support Travis's 2020 presidential campaign.
Oh my God. Now I'm going to have to make a Travis for president
shirt. His head's going to get
Please
so
don't.
Big.
Please don't.
Trav, what's new with you?
I'll tell you what's new is I've got a Florida Sportsman magazine in the mail.
No. Oh, boy.
No.
And as I love to do, Nate, we have a game.
A
game is the foot.
Yes.
I feel like this is an inside joke. It's a quote from The Office.
Come on,
Chris. No, it's Chris Pratt says that on Parks and Rec. Oh,
that's right. Okay, yes.
All right.
A game is the foot.
I love that guy.
I've got for
you. Oh my gosh, I love that guy.
Andy Dwyer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 titles. 5 are from Florida Sportsman, 2 are not. This is our original game.
Oh, my word. That's all right. A lot of
Florida
Sportsman.
7 is a lot.
Five. So if I guess Florida Sportsman for all of them, I only get 2 wrong.
Well, you just got to tell me which 2 are not from Florida Sportsman.
Okay.
All right? This is going to be epic. First up, Myakka Magic, wild and scenic fishing in Southwest Florida.
Okay.
The 2 Bahamas. Easy to get there and hard to leave. You choose your adventure. Find your place in the Glades. Camp and fish for snook and reds off the beaten path.
Okay.
Peaceful, easy feeling. Salt and fresh merge into this old Florida wilderness.
My gosh, peaceful, easy feeling?
The Cobia Whisperer. Get a line on cobia patterns and the new regulations for them.
Okay. All right.
Generation Next. These programs stoke kids' outdoor interests and pursuits.
Okay. All right.
Fly by night. Match the hatch for spring dock lights.
Okay. Match the hatch?
All right.
That's a fly fishing term.
Peaceful, easy feeling is made up.
Correct.
Aha! I'm getting good at this.
That's amazing.
Now, Myakka.
Myakka Magic, wild and scenic fishing in Southwest Florida.
Myakka Magic. I'm going to go Florida Sportsman.
You think that's real?
I think it's real.
It is real.
Okay.
2 for 2.
The 2 Bahamas.
Bahamas.
Easy to get there and hard to leave. You choose your adventure.
Choose your adventure. I'm going to go real.
Okay. That is real.
Okay. Was the kids program?
Find your place. Generation Next.
Generation Next.
These programs stoke kids' outdoor interests and pursuits.
Oh, man. That one's tough. I'm going to pass for a second. What's the next one?
The Cobia Whisperer.
Okay. All right. That one I'm going to go made up.
The Cobia Whisperer? Mm-hmm. The Cobia Whisperer is real.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? All right. What was the final one?
There's 2 more. Find your place in the Glades, camp and fish for snook
and
reds.
That one's real.
Fly by night, match the hatch for spring dock lights.
Okay, so we got spring dock lights or Bahamas right now.
Yes.
Left.
Or Generation Next.
Or Generation Next and spring dock lights.
Yes.
So I'm going to go Generation Next is made up. Spring dock lights is real.
Wrong.
Dang. Yeah.
The way you know it's wrong is because it's about dock lights, and I make one of about dock lights every
time. Yeah, I should have known that.
Generation Next, these programs stoke kids' outdoor interests and pursuits is a real article in this month's Florida Sportsman, which is available at your newsstand.
Excellent title.
Great titles all around.
Those were all in one magazine?
Yes, those were all from this month's Florida Sportsman, except for the 2 I made up.
Pulitzer Prize winning. I heard.
Yeah. Coming soon.
Seen into the future.
We're looking into April. That's coming.
Well done.
Thank you. Now, yeah, you did, I was feeling good until the end.
You did pretty well there. I really thought Myakka Magic was going to throw you off because we spent a lot of time.
I was like, Myakka is like, you know, it's topical,
but it's also laying here upside down. I didn't know if you could see it.
I can't read it. Yeah, I can't read it. I should have just looked at there's a cobia on the.
Oh yeah, that's true. Cobia Moves, which is a different title than they've given inside. The cover says Cobia Moves, the how and where plus New Gulf Regs. Inside it says the Cobia Whisperer. Get a line on cobia patterns and the new regulations for them.
All right.
Emily is shaking her head in disgust. This week, can we get the intro to Highlander right here? Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe. This week, we are doing what I can best term as a death panel. 2 things enter, 1 thing leaves.
All right.
So we've taken a random splattering.
It's pretty random.
I'm not sure what the word is.
There's some stuff in here that has nothing to do with anything outdoors.
We're going to argue which one we would keep and which one we would kill. How about that?
Yeah.
It's almost like keep and release, but more drastic.
There's more higher stakes.
Bloodshed. Did either of you add anything to this?
No.
Yes, I did.
Emily
I
didn't. Did. Okay. These are going to cover all manner of outdoors things and maybe some non-outdoors things. But the first one we've got are post-duck season.
Right.
Bluebills or ringnecks? What do you kill? What do you let live?
Yeah. This is a tough one.
Is it?
There's a couple of layers to this.
Sure.
So bluebills.
These are ducks for our non-waterfowl audience.
So bluebills show up later in the season, generally. This year they showed up like day one.
Yep.
Weird. But generally it's later in the season. They're super fun to hunt because they decoy really well.
And willingly.
And
yeah.
very willingly. They're easy. I mean, they're easy to hunt.
Yes.
That's a pro. Con for bluebills. You can only shoot two of them.
Yes.
It's a major con. Ringnecks, they're Florida's duck. Every lake in Florida has ringneck ducks on it.
Yeah.
And there are thousands and thousands and thousands of them here every year. They're also fun. They're faster than bluebills.
Yep.
More challenging to shoot.
Agreed.
And you can kill six of them.
Agreed.
Now, they don't decoy as well.
They get educated. Let's put it that way.
They get educated a lot more because they get hunted a lot more.
Yeah. The first week of the season, they decoy really well.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a tough one. And you can also kill six of them. I don't know if I said that.
Yeah, you did.
You can kill six of them. So if I was going to only hunt either or for the rest of my life, I'd probably pick bluebills.
I would too.
Yeah.
Because.
Same.
All day, every day.
Because of the fact that they are just so much fun to shoot.
Mm-hmm. They always decoy.
And they're dumb and they get right in your face.
And they travel in millions.
Yeah. You can get 300 of them trying to land in your
And we've talked about this on the show before, but one of my big deals is decoying ducks is like a top water strike, right? Like I'm in it to see the ducks decoy.
Yes.
I don't really care about killing them.
Right.
Obviously, I'm going to shoot them, but I'd just seen the kids shoot them or something. So bluebills are, I would keep bluebills and kill ringnecks.
Yeah.
So we're done with ringnecks.
Yeah.
Next season's going to suck for a lot of you guys, inshore.
Yeah.
Because we just offed all the ringnecks.
It's like no ringnecks are ever going to show up again.
All right. Next up, because we're starting off a little serious here, and then we'll get into what we're doing is we're hooking in our listeners with the idea that maybe we know what we're talking about, and then.
This the wheels is going to go completely off our rails.
I think they know by now that we don't know what we're talking about.
If this is your first listen, the Florida Sportsman segment may have given you an idea.
Sheep's head, it's February, sheep's head month.
Yeah.
Versus flounder.
Mm.
Interesting.
Can you say flounder? All the way. Sheep's head can die. They can take their dentures to their grave and be done. Also, I can't catch sheep's head.
Because wait, did you just go? Did you just end it?
She just went into
I just
it.
Ended it. Like,
you just
that's killed
it's the
over.
Sheep's head?
Yeah. Bye.
Okay.
Nate, I feel like you have some words to
say. I've got a little more. I'm a little more analytical about this.
Yeah,
feel like you. Flounder are delicious and fun to catch.
Sheep's head are delicious.
And fun to catch.
But they're easier to clean.
I think you're just salty because you can't catch.
See, I don't think flounder are easier to clean.
That could be true.
I agree with Nate on this.
I don't think flounder are easier to clean because they're.
You get four fillets off a flounder, so it's actually, it takes longer to clean.
Yeah, and if you're not very good at it, you get about a half of a fillet off a flounder.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're doing to clean a flounder.
This is true.
A little bit.
I've given a clinic on flounder cleaning.
Having never cleaned a fish in my life, I will concede this point.
Okay. Also, I've caught probably less than 20 flounder in my life. We just don't get a ton of them in Southwest Florida.
Yeah,
it's not a big
It's kind
thing.
Of an accidental catch.
It's a bycatch.
Thing.
It's a bycatch, for sure. I know guys in the Northeast catch them all the time.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to target
really
a flounder
target
if my life depended on it.
Me neither.
The big ones?
No clue.
We know how to target the little baby ones and the mangroves.
Yeah, but you can keep those.
Do we target them, though? Hang on.
Are you thinking of snapper
right now,
flounder?
I think you're confused.
Oh, my gosh. What just happened right now?
Flounder, I need a fish ID.
Flounder are the flatfish that lay on the bottom, boo.
Yeah. I know what they are. I just got confused. How red am I?
Do you still want to kill the flounder?
I love flounder.
Okay, she takes back everything she just said.
I regret every decision I've made.
Nate,
I'm sorry, everyone.
Do you have anything else to add about?
She killed sheep's head. She killed
sheep's head. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you killed sheep's
head.
Yeah,
I did the right thing. Cuz
you said something about dentures.
Confused about. But we have caught flounder down there, but it is accidental.
Yes.
It's an accidental thing.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever targeted.
They are super good to eat and they're fun. They're good fighters. But again, it's just not something that we target.
Right.
So it's not something we can go out and catch a bunch. And be like, man, that was a great day of flounder fishing. Like, I've never said that in my life.
Correct.
Right? And sheep's head, you know, this time of year, they get down there by the thousands, and you can sit there all day long if you want to, and really just nail them. And they are super good to eat. They are weird looking. I will give you that. They are ugly.
They will spine you.
Oh, my gosh. They will put a hole in your hand. And they have, like, human-looking teeth.
I guess flounder are really weird-looking, too, though.
Yeah.
They are. They're both.
I don't think
fish.
This is a beauty contest.
It's not a beauty pageant.
We're just considering all factors before we kill one forever.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, because of where I fish, I would kill flounder.
You're done with flounder.
Because I just don't... Like, it's not something.
I feel it's going to enrage, like, Fold City Brigade.
I'm sure it will. I'm
guys,
sure it will. Like, the Northeast guys, they're going to be mad. Yeah. And that's fine.
Hate mail.
I'll take the hate mail. But just because of my experience in life, I'd probably kill Flounder.
Yeah. I think I agree with you. Agreed. Do you have anything else to add to this?
No, I think I will go with whatever Nate wants to go with.
I think that's a wise decision.
We can disagree.
We can, but you clean fish that I eat. So, really? I just want to eat the fish.
Okay.
At the end of the day, she just wants a fish fry. All right, here we go. You're going to have a strong opinion on this one, I can guarantee it.
I do already. I have notes on it.
Autoloader, semi-automatic shotgun, or a pump shotgun?
Yeah, I'm pump.
You're pump all day, every day, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pumped about this versus, and I like pump.
Well, why? Is it because of your experience with autoloaders in the past?
That's part of it, but really, I don't know if I can like make sense of this, but with a pump shotgun, I feel like I'm controlling the gun instead of the gun doing what the gun does. So I like that feeling of sort of me telling the gun what to do.
Right.
And I like that. So in episode 20, when we had Hunter Jackson on, he was talking about pump shotguns and he said this and I never thought of it, but it's so true. You have to re-aim every time you like eject the shell off of a pump. And I like that because it's like brings you back to the moment.
It's a little calming. Pumping, the motion of pumping is a little calming.
Mm-hmm. So
I can
like
see that.
Yeah.
No, I can see that. I shot a pump for a long time.
Hope the FCC sensors don't pick up on that line.
What?
The motion of pumping is a little bit calming.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Travis.
But you shoot an autoloader as your daily driver.
I do shoot
driver.
An autoloader right now.
I do as well.
And I do see her points she made. They are good points. And I think with pump adding to the aiming thing, it makes you a better shot. It makes you pick shots a little better because you can't just rattle off three real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have to, you know, be a little bit more deliberate.
Yes.
It can also save you money on ammo. You're not blowing three at every duck that flies by.
Yeah, because my autoloader is jacked up because every time I pull the trigger, it shoots three times.
Right.
I don't know what the deal is there, but it's just when I pull the trigger, it shoots three times.
Yeah. I think we like to call that user error.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I do like the quick follow-up of an autoloader.
I feel like there's a maturity to shooting an autoloader.
Yeah. Like, I started out with a pump.
Like, you become a statesman.
And you kind of like move up to an autoloader.
Yeah, like when you think of like the founding fathers, like if there was a young dude among the founding fathers, he didn't have like that white powdery wig on. And I think when you're talking in the hunting arena, like the dudes that are shooting autoloaders are the dudes that would wear the white powdery wigs and sign the Declaration of Independence. Like they're old school.
Yeah.
You with me on this?
Uh-huh.
The analogy's a little lost. I'll give you that.
I do get that though, like, because I am not a seasoned hunter. I'm pretty good shot and I've gone a lot, but I'm not like you and Nate. I've been doing it since you were toddlers.
Yeah. So I think as you become a statesman in the sport, maybe you graduate into autoloader.
Yeah.
It's a little softer shooting, a little more.
But that's not what we're here for, guys. One of these has to die and one of them
pumps
lives.
Die.
What?
No, I agree. Pumps die.
Emily?
I disagree.
Long live the pump.
Long live the pump.
God save the pump.
Here we go. Do you want to do yours now? You have one, right?
I do.
Let's hear it.
All right. Leaky waders or a leaky boat? One dies and you have the other one forever.
Well, I would much rather.
I've experienced both of these.
I have too.
With you. In the same day.
I think I'd much rather have leaky waders than a leaky boat.
Yeah, you know,
like that feels like a safety issue at some point.
Leaky
there.
Leaky waders, you can take them off and leave them in the water.
Yeah.
A leaky boat, you leave in the water, you still don't have a way to get home.
Yeah. Well, based on our wader experience up until the Sitka discussion, I don't know that there are waders that don't leak.
Yeah. No,
like I think leaky waders is a redundant phrase. Those are
just
called waders.
You call waders. Yeah, right. Right.
But your boat, even when it leaks, it won't sink.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. That's what you told me.
Yeah. No, it's self-bailing. So, in theory, it would be difficult to sink. I think you could sink it, but it would be difficult to sink.
Yeah. Mm. I think most boats nowadays are difficult to sink. Just the way they're made and all the safety features
they have
on them.
Yeah, I think some aluminum ones are not necessarily, and airboats are not necessarily on that list.
Probably not. A leaky boat could potentially kill you. And I guess the leaky waders could, too, if you're like hunting in like negative degree weather. But I think leaky waders would be a better day than having a leaky boat.
Agreed. Bay boat versus flats boat.
This is a hot topic.
Is it?
I mean, this is, people debate about this.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
This is like duck ID type posts.
See,
style.
I've been so focused on ducks. I don't know what's happening in the world.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen them recently, but like.
Has Trump offered a position on this?
No, and okay. He shouldn't probably. I'm going to go Bay Boat.
Whoa.
That's not what I was expecting.
Whoa.
Look at Bay Boat.
Because you are a Pathfinder loyalist.
I'm a Pathfinder guy. We had a Pathfinder for a long time, served us very well as a family. Our next family boat will be a Pathfinder. Bay Boats are the most versatile boat on the water.
Fake news.
Bar none. No, it's not even, that's not even, a, that's a fact.
Fake
Those are
news.
Facts. It's the most versatile boat on the water. There are Bay Boats that can float in 8 inches of water.
Fake news.
And go out 30 miles at the same time. Same day, if you wanted to.
I have a question.
Is Nate inebriated? That's the question.
No. So I did research on this because I was prepping. And I actually Googled Bay Boat versus Flats Boat. And the only like real difference, there was two differences I could find. One was the draft, which really brought me to the question, does size matter? Seems like it does to these people. But also the console for driving is different. Are those the two differences?
No.
Is there more?
There are more differences.
Yeah, I would say the cap is often a difference, which is where I would hang up on the difference here. So the deck on a bay boat is typically different than the deck on
a smaller.
Flats boat.
They have less deck room on a bay boat.
Whereas why my boat is similar in length and size to a 22-foot Pathfinder, but it's like an aircraft carrier and you can walk over every square inch of it. And I like that better.
I think it just depends on what you're using it for, really. Like, that's more practical. I feel like a bay boat's more practical for what we needed it for, in the sense of, like, room and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, I...
But your
you're
boat...
Right.
Yeah, you're just giving up square footage, I feel like, in a bay boat. You're leaving some square footage on the table because you got a giant console and you don't get the edges all the way around.
The other thing about bay boats, you can carry more people.
I was about to typically. Say, so like the bay boat has the sides.
Yeah, the gunnels, deep gunnels.
Higher,
it's
higher.
Like what we
you
have versus what y'all have.
Right. So
I can't remember what y'all had though.
Why are you even here? No, I'm just kidding. No, I just think that bay boats can do almost everything that most flats boats can do. Plus, they can handle more chop. They ride a little smoother. You can go way offshore in them that you can't do.
Fake news.
Except when Nate's driving, that's not so smooth.
Fake news.
I'm going bay boat.
Okay.
We can agree to disagree on this.
Yeah, we're
going to
kill bay boats.
Bay boat's already dead. I just killed them. Or flats boat's already dead.
You can't just kill things.
You just did it. You just killed a bay boat.
All right. The question I wrote down is grebe versus coot.
What is a grebe? Because, hold on. I just want to, if anyone out there is also uneducated, I did a Google. I did a bad Google of the
word
grebe.
I wish I would have had this list before we started.
And if you Google grebe, you're going down a wormhole you may not be prepared for.
How did you spell grebe?
I got it. Oh, I spelled it wrong. Oh my God. Ooh. I spelled it G-R-E-E-B.
How do you
and
spell it?
Don't Google that.
Don't Google that.
I got Urban Dictionary.
No.
I got,
no.
Listen, I got Star Wars Wikipedia.
No.
And what? I got a Kickstarter campaign for lamps made of waste.
No.
What?
Buckle up, America.
What is wrong with
a
people?
A grebe is a little duck-looking thing.
Duck-looking bird that is federally protected.
They primarily swim.
Yeah, they don't fly.
Why are they protected?
Because I don't know if they're like population's not there or they're just,
yeah.
I don't know. But they're protected.
Okay.
They're illegal to harvest.
All right.
So we had grebe versus coot because a lot of people were posting pictures of shooting grebes this year. That was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
I think the right question is Gallinule versus coot.
I like that question better, I think.
Yeah. I think that's the right question.
Both legal to harvest?
Both legal to harvest. Do you have an approach on that? I mean, you can shoot purple gallinules, but...
Gallinules, aka moorhens. People call them moorhens, too. They're really dumb birds. They'll just walk right up to you.
Can they fly?
I think they can fly.
I've never seen one fly.
I think they're kind of like a chicken type thing where they kind of pop up in the air and move a little bit.
Coots can fly.
Coots can fly. And coots are fun to shoot if you're having a bad day of duck hunting. And apparently they're going to
be... I'm not familiar with that. A bad day of duck hunting.
Yeah, yeah. Moving on. Apparently coots are good to eat.
Yeah, the hearts in particular.
Hearts and gizzards we heard as well. Yes.
We do have an I Heart Coots shirt available on the Cast and Blast Florida store now.
That is true.
I Heart Coots.
I Heart Coots.
They're very soft.
I wanted to make it I Heart Coot Hearts, but... That got shot down.
It's a little redundant.
In the design team meeting, it got shot down.
I'm killing gallinules.
You're keeping coots.
I'm keeping coots.
You're keeping coots. I agree with that. I think I keep coots.
Because they're fun to shoot, and apparently you can eat them. I haven't tried them. we were promised some coot gumbo at some point. Yeah, but
that has yet to be
hasn't happened yet.
Consummated. Emily, you got another one for us?
This might get cut. I don't think you're ready for this jelly, but the Florida Duck Hunters Group versus the Florida Waterfowl Hunters Group.
I've got that one on my list too.
I say kill them all. Really.
I was like, can we kill
yeah,
both?
Yeah, I was like, is this
I love you guys though.
Yeah, no.
She doesn't.
First off, it's love-hate, right? Because those those are the two best groups in Florida Facebook.
Yeah, no, agreed.
Like, I don't even watch TV anymore. I just, like, watch the drama unfold in those groups.
I've never gone to either group, but just from listening to the podcast, yeah, I know I hate
there's
them
a lot of drama there.
A lot.
Hilarious.
It's like high school.
It is.
A lot like high school.
I think Florida Duck Hunters has about 4,000 members. You can't cuss.
Yeah, that's kind of the no fun
group.
Yeah, it's kind of the no fun group on that. You can't cuss.
You can't talk about the president.
Yeah, no politics.
You
However,
can't advertise.
I do feel like those rules, you can advertise if you offer a discount to the group members. So I feel like those rules are a little more conducive to conversation than the Florida Waterfowlers group, which is just
a free for all. It is no holds bar.
Yeah, it's like, yes.
A crap show, as they would say.
It's like that scene from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, like when you walk into the asylum. Like, this is the asylum. This is where you keep watching for Nurse Ratched to walk by in a little while.
It's like walking into Animal House.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they just hit 1,000 members today.
They did.
I saw. Yeah.
So we do both. We love both groups and hate both
groups. We also want to kill both groups.
Yes. I think if I had to choose, I'd kill Florida Waterfowlers.
I think I'm with you on that.
I think I'd kill Florida Waterfowlers.
Life needs structure.
A little bit.
Life needs a few rules.
If the mods are listening, I didn't kill you guys, so just leave me in the group.
Yeah. Could we be the first people kicked out of both groups?
Please.
Because typically you get kicked out of one or the other.
Right.
They kick people out?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you break the rules.
It's not really a freedom of speech type situation. It's more of a aristocracy. Hmm. So if you cross one of the admins, which we may have done with this recording, you're no longer a member of the group. Off with their heads.
Mm. Banned.
It's like a Disney movie.
This is Trump's America.
Yes.
But you can't talk about it in that group.
I'm out already.
All right. Since we're on social media for a second here, you have to kill one of these and you have to live with the other one. Duck ID posts or which gun choke ammo is best post? Which do you kill and which do you keep?
This is so hard because I want to murder them both.
You look as though you just want to jump off the roof right now.
Can we just like never ask any more questions ever on Facebook groups?
That's not the rules of the show.
I know. I got to keep one.
You have to keep one and you have to kill the other. There can only be one. Do you not remember what Highlander said?
There can only be one.
Look into your heart.
There can only be one.
Here we are, born to be kings.
I'm just so flabbergasted by this question.
Flustered.
This is because it's so terrible. Okay, so here's my thing with this. There's only one answer to the which gun ammo choke is best. There's only one answer.
Whichever
works best for you.
Yes.
And so we could end all questions with that answer.
Yep.
So I'm probably going to kill those questions.
And you're going to keep duck ID posts.
Because every now and then, rarely, it's a rarity where you get somebody that says duck ID posts and you're legitimately like, oh, I don't really know. That looks like some kind of weird hybrid. I really want to find out what that duck is. But every gun ammo choke question can be answered with in one way.
I want to throw shade at you. I want to hate on your answer, but it is the right answer. You've got the right answer.
I agree.
Again, shout out for Ben Pierce's group, the Hybrid Club.
Great.
If you're not in that group, you are missing out on the best thing on the internet. Like, legit, it might be the
zero
best
drama
thing on the internet.
Pictures of gorgeous ducks.
I'm in about 9 different text threads where we're just texting pictures of Ben Pierce's page back and forth to each other.
It's great.
It is amazing.
It's a great face. It's my favorite Facebook group, right?
Yes.
Now.
I have one for you boys.
Go.
Dairy Queen versus Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, well, you're welcome to jump in here.
I mean, I feel like if I had a gun with 2 bullets, I would shoot Baskin Robbins twice.
I like it.
Like, is Baskin Robbins?
I don't think
even
that's exactly
thing?
The analogy, but yes.
No,
that's right. I'm with you.
But that's from like The Office. You know, you guys picking up what I'm putting down?
Yes, we are. Okay.
Baskin Robbins is terrible.
Awful.
What even is
this?
Baskin
isn't even
Robbins?
A discussion.
No.
The only saving grace to Baskin Robbins, the only reason they're still even in business, I think, is because they get attached to Dunkin' Donuts.
Emily, do you want to weigh in here? Because there is one person at this table that likes Baskin-Robbins.
Here's the problem.
Is this going to make me question my friendship with you?
No, because I only like it for one specific thing that they never have. But they have a dark fudge ice cream at Baskin-Robbins with peanut butter in it. And I'm not talking about fake peanut butter. I'm talking about literal beautiful sheets of real peanut butter, like folded into the chocolate. Have you had it?
I have not had it, but it sounds glorious.
It's my favorite ice cream, and I haven't had
it
in 100 years because I never have it.
But that does not excuse the fact that Baskin-Robbins is terrible.
I understand. And Dairy Queen also has snacks, which I'm, if you know me
Dairy Queen has like legit food.
Like you can get a corn dog
and a blizzard.
I get it. I love Dairy Queen. I get it. I just don't. I think I have to sit this one out because in my heart, I can't kill Baskin-Robbins. Yeah. I can let you guys do it, though.
You need to make arrangements to send flowers because it's gone.
It's gone.
You can also get Dilly Bars.
Oh, yeah.
Dilly Dilly.
You can get Dairy Queen to go.
Yeah. You can drive through Dairy Queen.
I think you can drive through Baskin-Robbins, too, but that's neither here nor there.
That's not the point.
What I'm saying is you can get like an ice cream cake and stuff.
And every time they hand you a blizzard, they turn it upside down
like some wizardry. Harry Potter up in there.
Yeah. Witchcraft.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen forever.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hashtag.
Like Texas forever. Like it's not on Friday Night Lights. Dairy Queen forever.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Yes.
Can't lose.
Dairy Queen.
Keeping with the food theme, because this is super important to our listeners, breakfast after duck hunting or beers after fishing?
That's not what you sent me.
I know. I changed it on the fly because I made it more competitive.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, that's tough. That's tougher.
See, I'm more like a beer while fishing kind of girl.
This is the list originally said breakfast after duck hunting versus lunch after fishing. But I was like, that's not fair. It's going to be breakfast after duck hunting.
Absolutely.
So let's up the ante here. Let's put some skin in the game and go all in.
Oh, my gosh.
Breakfast after duck hunting or beers after fishing.
Oh, man.
But we drink beer on the boat.
Yeah, see, while fishing.
Yeah,
here's my thing about beers on the boats. If you're just cruising around, great. I don't like to drink beer while I fish. Wears me out. It makes me tired. It dehydrates me to where I don't want to keep fishing much longer. But one of the most glorious things in the world is when you get back to the cabin or back to wherever you're going.
Back to the dock.
You're loading the boat. And you've had this beer in the bottom of your cooler all day. And it's
just slushy ice.
It is as cold as beer gets. And you crack that sucker open. That first sip, it just like caps off.
I mean,
we're talking,
it's probably what, 32.2 degrees or something.
Yeah, it's like just above freezing. There's like little chips of ice in it.
That's tough. If that's what we're doing, I'm going with the beer after
fishing. I'm going
with
beer.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Over.
I see where you're coming from, though.
Over.
Because breakfast after duck hunting is like one of my favorite parts of duck hunting. Yeah.
But that analogy that Nate just made makes me so excited for our trip to the beach so that I can live that out.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't drink beer, so...
I mean, don't drink beer.
You have to go the other
way. So I could really care less about beer after
fishing.
Well,
you drink Cokes all the time.
It's
so.
Like the Yoo-Hoo, man. You love the Yoo-Hoo at the beach.
I do love a Yoo-Hoo.
The Yoo-Hoo is the beer of the beach.
At the bottom of the cooler. But I would still choose breakfast after duck hunting.
It's fair.
And here's why.
Let me
make my case and then we can...
One of them has to die.
Okay, let me make my case and then one can die.
Someone's gotta go.
All right? Let me make my case. Breakfast after duck hunting is not a solo affair. Beers after fishing may not be, but it's also not as communal. And breakfast after duck hunting is super communal. It's super fellowshipy.
No.
See,
no.
I kind of disagree with that. Yeah.
No. I've had better talks over beers with people than I have over breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
buddy.
You've only been awake for breakfast like three times in your life.
Exactly. But when I have been, beer.
Breakfast is dead.
Killing breakfast.
This is sad.
Long live beer.
It's a sad day. I'm sad
beer
too.
Beer beat breakfast.
And Battlestar Galactica.
All right, Nate. Here you go. You have to kill one of these. And you have to keep
the other two?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a three-parter.
Yes.
It's the coup de grace of like... keep or kill.
Model ducks, mallard ducks, or hybrid ducks? What do you kill and what do you keep?
Because I'm a conservationist.
Oh boy.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm kind of a purist. So I like purebred things. I'm killing the hybrid. Number one, the purebred models are in danger of becoming all hybrids.
Yeah, there's some studies that say there is no such thing as a purebred modeled anymore. But
right.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
So I'm going to kill hybrids. They're just not good for the environment. And if we're talking about Facebook posts, do you even modeled, bro?
I think I would kill mallards.
Really?
And the reason I think I would kill mallards is because they're not really indigenous to our area. And as such, eventually the hybrids would turn into predominantly mottleds. Like, I'm talking some science here as though I'm a scientist. I'm not. I just play one on the radio. But eventually we'd get rid of the mallard genetics and we'd have more pure mottled type genetics.
See, I don't think that's how it works.
Well, you do. You're keeping mottleds and mallards. They're going to crossbreed and it's all going to be
chaos.
Well,
you got hybrids
again
on the list.
I'm just saying, I would get rid of the mallards. Get rid of all the mallards.
I think one of the most pretty ducks on the planet is a full-plumed bull mallard, Drake. Green head, white belly, the little curly feathers on its butt. Like, that's a gorgeous duck.
Gone.
See, I disagree.
We kill them.
See, in this hypothetical situation, if I kill hybrids,
the mallards
they
are
never
just create
they
more
never
hybrids.
Interbreed again. They're just pure-blooded mallards and pure-blooded.
You know
models.
Who you sound like? You sound like Dolores Umbridge.
I feel personally attacked.
Oh my goodness!
She was worse than Voldemort.
She was worse than Voldemort, and that's what I feel like you're trying to do here.
See,
let's keep the hybrids. Let's keep the models. Let's get rid of the mallards. Because if we could only keep one, we'd both pick models, right? Because we're Florida guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If we're gonna pick one, I pick a model.
Okay.
But I just don't think hybrids are good for the duck
species.
Who
won that? I mean, I won the overall debate. I feel like
wrong. I think actually I won because at the time that this episode airs, duck season will be completely over.
Can we never talk about
and
them
I
again?
Will never have to talk about this again for like 9 months, and I'm going to dance a jig.
Emily, let me ask you a question. Would you kill duck season or tarpon season?
Oh, that's so terrible. Because it brings you so much joy and I like to see you happy, but it also ruins my life.
Which would you kill? And which would you keep?
Oh, Travis, Travis.
I know
Travis.
Which one I'd kill.
I would kill tarpon season. Yeah. I would.
That's yeah, I would too. And I've only gone duck hunting once.
Even though I hate it so much right now, it's just because it's the end of it. And I just am like at the end of my rope. Because next year
She's
in November, I'll be like, I need some waiters. We need to get this. Yeah.
Sick of waiters.
Oh, boy.
Let us know. Actually, let us know on social media what we should have. We'll do another one of these episodes if you guys enjoyed it. And let us know what we should kill. What we should put up for the debate, for the death match.
Yes, if we killed something you're passionate about, speak your mind. We're on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at CastAndBlastFL. You can leave us comments, questions. Please make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. We love you.
You're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. The podcast is the brainchild of Travis Thompson and Nathan Henderson. All production and editing is done by Emily Thompson. Make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on social media at Cast and Blast FL.